Welcome to the Wobbly Arrow Podcast, featuring your favorite host.
Beautiful and lovely, talented.
Justin Horn.
World famous.
World famous?
And Jimmy Reese.
I said, honey, I think I got a tick in my butt crack.
I'm like a 16-year-old girl who just turned 16. Looking at me like I'm some crackhead.
Oh, I looked at him like he was a 16-year-old girl that just turned 16.
Spread his butt cheeks or something.
Yeah, I like to do that when I'm nervous.
Hi, guys.
How's it going, Jimmy?
I about needed to draw you guys a map to get back here, didn't I?
Just about.
Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. It's been a month.
A
month. No podcasting.
I know, and I've been hearing about it, too, from people.
I know, me too. It was kind of weird, because I didn't know how many guys at work actually listened.
Until we don't put one out.
Until we don't put one out, and they're like, what are you doing? I don't know. Nothing.
Literally.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. So...
We got sponsors. Let's get the sponsors, then we'll get to the nitty-gritty.
We got some nitty-gritty. We got a reason. It's not an excuse. It's the reason why we haven't had a show. So, first up, Illinois ASA Federation.
Yes.
Dale and Kara Kunert are your Illinois state directors. They do a bang-up job.
Always.
Kunert. Yep. Does your Kunert hurt tonight?
I think my Kunert hurts a little bit.
Kunert? Mm-hmm. What we're going to start doing is, rather than calling out dates and times, is... We want to encourage you to go check out the Illinois ASA Federation on Facebook. Give them a like and check out their events page.
Yep, because it does us no good to call out dates and then you listen to it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. So go there. Kara and Dale do a good job of keeping their events page updated. So go on by, check it out, see where they're shooting at. They've got a state qualifier about every weekend.
Yeah.
So... Stop by, give them a like, leave them a review. Can you review? I don't even know if you can review the ASA Federation.
If it's a business, they can.
Yeah.
If it's considered a business. I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know.
ASAP is a group.
Okay. Next up, Sword Sights and Tree Limb Quivers.
Gotta love the rod.
That's right. Rod's a good man. He takes care of us.
Sure does.
Yep. High quality, made in the USA. Rod's a patriotic guy. Small business here in the U.S. of A.
I am looking forward to the jury.
The jury.
Looking forward to that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, me and Jimmy got a little competition going on this year. 80 yards.
80 yards.
Going to take a doe. I mean, if we get good enough, we'll shoot at whatever comes by. But right now, aiming for 80-yard doe. First one.
We need an 80-yard pin.
First one wins.
You can do that with the jury because it's a movable sight.
3-pin movable. Well, actually, it's a 4-pin.
Yeah, you can get 4.
Yeah.
But Rod recommends 3, so you have a clearer field of view, which makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was your sniff, J-Ho. That was for you. Justin makes fun of my medical condition.
I just think he's doing coke all the
time.
My
allergies. I got the allergies, bro.
Yeah, brah.
Like son.
Jesus, Wyatt.
He threatened his son earlier within an inch of his life.
Yeah.
If you say brah one more time.
He said it like 6 times within 30 seconds. I'm like, and he's not even talking to anybody.
He's playing a game.
Yeah, he's just talking at the screen. He didn't have headphones on or nothing.
Can we have her go outside to do that?
So much background noise.
There is background noise.
Jesus.
We've got some amazing guests tonight.
We sure do.
The Ambiguously Gay Duo.
Ooh.
Dun dun dun. Bow, bow, bow. Kryler and Dustin Schatz.
Yep.
Did you look at the way he like shaking his head?
You're talking the gay duo. I mean, look at the two doing the podcast. I haven't seen a closed mouth out of these two yet.
We established, you know, our sexuality a long time ago. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah. We're only gay on days at NNY.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, who was it that said, you know, they tried it twice and they know they're not gay because they didn't like it?
That's the Buckle Shooper.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah. How you been, boys?
Not fat and sassy.
Better.
No. Better?
Yeah.
Better? Is that because of the new bow?
No.
What?
I've just been better.
You've been better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you're not better now? No.
Oh,
I gotcha.
You want to talk about the new bow on the show?
Ooh. Only if you want to.
Go ahead. Let's hear about it. Tyler got a new bow, and this bow is a
Should we talk
shoot
about
to her?
What sponsors were dropping?
Well, we will get to that. Yes.
We're going to get to it later.
We will get to that.
I can hang off.
Coming up next on the Wobbly Arrow. Now, so we'll get to your bow.
I'll hold on to it.
Yeah, you hold
on. Well,
it's
kind of fresh because we usually go through our sponsors first, and we kind of skipped two of them.
We did skip two of them.
Yeah. Why is that?
And that's the reason for the delay in the podcast. We've been busy.
Real busy.
Busy cleaning and packing.
Yep.
Somebody's moving.
Sweating butts off.
Yes.
Sweating multiple sets of butts off. Yeah.
So we are officially moving the Wobbly Arrow podcast.
That's right. To a new location in a new state.
Yeah. Wobbly World.
Yeah. We've called it Wobbly World. That's what the new property is going to be called. Wobbly World.
Yep.
Do you need a drum roll here to announce what this is going to be?
No. So Lori and I got an opportunity to leave the wonderful state of Illinois.
You can't lie for nothing.
What do they call that when you leave rapidly? Fleeing the state of Illinois, maybe?
Not turning around and waving goodbye.
Oh.
That was so awesome.
That was awesome. Now, Lori and I.
Get me started.
Lori and I have talked for, I don't know, six, eight months, a year about what are we doing in Illinois? Why do we stay? Is it the weather? No, it's not the weather.
Right.
What is it? Why choose Illinois? Like probably the third most liberal state in the U.S. High taxes, high property taxes.
The deer income good, taxes. Though.
Big deer.
Big deer.
But we kept talking about, and it was more like a pipe dream kind of thing. Like, yeah, we should, you know, go out to Montana and buy. In the foothills of the Rockies, you can buy land pretty cheap, and we should go out there. We should go here. And Lori had been looking for a while on her phone at properties in Indiana because Indiana's doable.
Right, yeah. It's just right there.
Yeah, it's just – we're 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Who's driving?
Yeah.
Not me.
If Tyler's driving, 6 minutes.
So we had talked about it, and she was in the bow shop about a month ago and looking at properties like always. She goes, what about this one? And I'm like, ooh, I like that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Long story short, within a matter of 20 minutes, we were already talking to a realtor about going to look at it. We're kicking tires.
Yeah.
You know, I told her, I said, I don't want to leave what we have unless I really, really like a place. Well, we really, really like the place.
Yeah. It's pretty much about every hunter's dream minus a few acres.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Yep. So, long story short, we ended up selling our place. We've bought this place in Indiana. We're going to close within the next 30 days, probably.
And it happened that fast. It was like bam, 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 bam.
Just bang, bang.
Yeah. Big fires everywhere, all the time.
So
burn everything. Bikes.
Osage Creek's last shoot will be next month, June 16th and 17th will be the finale. And it's also the Illinois State ASA qualifier for Indiana and Illinois. Nice Archery is going to close on June 15th. I will not be opening a shop in Indiana. I'm going to keep all my tooling and all my supplies and stuff and have my own little private bow shop.
Friends, family.
Yeah, friends, family, students. I'm still going to coach. If people want lessons, they can still come out. And I'm going to set up a sweet little range there, 20, 30, 40 yard shots. It'll be really nice. So I'll still do lessons. But that's where it's going to stop. So as part of the move is me being family guy.
I need to know something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to keep this as vague as possible. Is the new shop going to be close to the new range?
10 feet.
Okay.
You talking about my own little personal thing?
Yeah, your own little personal
thing. The new opportunity, new sponsor, partner that we're going to talk about later.
No.
My little range.
Your little range, that you're going to have. How far away is the shop going to be from the range?
If you could walk through the wall, it would be about 5 feet.
Okay.
But you got to go about 10 feet down.
I'm not sure where he's going to put it.
Is that well within your stumbling distance after podcast night?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's Gordon Weather. I've been sitting down for a while drinking.
Hello, Fireball.
Sometimes I get up and I go right back down.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some Wobbly Arrow contests down in the basement on the pool table.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
We'll be playing some pool right next to
Jimmy, I think you need to get a dartboard.
Yeah?
I think so. You got plenty of room down there in the basement.
I heard. Ooh, you get one of them darts we saw at the ATA show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The deer, where it's shaped like a deer and you throw darts at it?
It's pretty much just a
3D target.
3D target that's smaller.
A dartboard.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's pretty cool.
So you might as well just take one of these and just pin it to the wall.
Yeah.
And throw darts at it.
So we're going to move. I won't be doing 3D anymore. I won't be doing the bow shop. I'm going to have more time to be family guy.
Yep.
We've got some ponds where we're moving, so we'll be doing some fishing.
Everybody's happy.
We'll crank the podcast up. We'll be doing more podcasts, more focus on the podcast. It'll kind of be my outlet to stay busy.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm excited to be family dad again. I haven't seen
Did we mention that you're moving a little closer to J-Ho?
He was trying to keep that secret. He's still not happy about
it. Yeah, he's not happy about
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately for Justin.
Yeah.
I'll be living closer to Justin.
I know.
So.
It's awful.
Yeah.
So bad.
It ought to be good times.
Yeah. I'll be more apt to drink more and drive.
Oh, shit.
I don't have to get on 70 now.
Well, I guess Brazil, Indiana, if you're listening, you can start an Uber up right now.
You've lived over there long enough. You probably know plenty of good old country cruising roads.
I know plenty
of
people. Matter of fact, I know one guy lives right down the road who would just love to come over.
Yeah. I'm excited for him, too. I'm going to be his honorary son-in-law. I've already claimed
that's not who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Huh? Do you know who I'm talking about?
So, June 16th and 17th. Come out and see us at Osage. Maybe old Donuts Lehman will bring some donuts.
Maybe.
You won't be here, though.
Nope, I won't be here, but you can save me a couple, garbage. Put them in the fridge or something.
You want me to?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'll do it.
I'll eat them.
Her donuts are the best.
I better not eat donuts.
Oh, J-Ho's been losing some weight.
I've been trying. I got 10 pounds.
He's 10 pounds, 230.5 today.
Yep, went to the doctor at 240 and down to 230.
Yep. It's falling off.
That's it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's falling off so fast.
So that's why we haven't had a podcast for a month is because Justin and I, when we are available to be together, we've been
working.
Working.
Yeah. And it's just is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot done. We've been doing a bunch of stuff, and we planned on doing a couple podcasts last time I was over, but by the time we got done,
we burned the midnight oil.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, there wasn't nothing left. Nothing left in the gas tank. We were done.
No, it would have sucked.
Yeah.
It would have sucked. So that's what's happening with me and the Wobbly Arrow anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people are disappointed on the Osage side.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. So I've sold the targets to a fairly local guy who's going to do something with them like a range.
God, Jimmy and his fucking Segways.
What are you talking about?
Upcoming.
Oh, my.
Upcoming possibles.
Oh, yeah. So I've sold them to a guy who's going to have something similar to a range. It won't be like Osage Creek, but he's got some great ideas and some fun stuff, opportunities for people to shoot coming up. So we've talked about maybe partnering up with him as the Wobbly Arrow. He'd possibly become a show sponsor. In fact, he's going to send Justin and I on a hunt in early October to Ohio.
What you get to go hunt?
White-tailed deer.
Squirrels.
Oh, man. I can
take you on a massive squirrel hunt.
Yeah, you were the squirrel slayer last year.
That's right, buddy.
How many?
50.
50.
And
dang.
I probably did it all within. That's cute.
Shotgun or 22?
Oh, no. 17.
17.
Headshots. Okay. And we're talking like separating head from body.
There's about 4 squirrels left when it was all said and done.
Yeah. It was a monster year. And I only did it for like 2.5 weeks. It was sweet. I don't know why the state of Illinois has to have a 5 squirrel limit, but you have to follow that.
Indiana does too. Matter of fact, Kentucky's got it even out in the mountains.
5 is plenty.
Yeah.
Well, that's your daily limit. And you can only have 10 in your possession.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so 10 in your possession, whether you've killed them in 2 days, a week, whatever. But see, the thing was, I had so many people that were saying, hey, you know, if you can bag a couple of squirrels, I'd love some, you know, fry some squirrels up. So, buddy, I just kept shooting them. I cleaned every single one of them cussed squirrels, too. It took forever. Even though I'd only cleaned 5 at a time, I'm still not that quick at it.
Yeah.
So, but I got some sweet spots, I'm telling you.
Boy's got skills.
Got skills.
Squirrel skills.
Pop them.
Didn't kill no deer. Haven't killed deer in 2 years, but I can kill these, you know, 1.6-pound tree rats.
Well, maybe you need to hunt deer with a 17 HMR.
Maybe. Shoot them right between the eyes.
Pretty good little shot with it.
So One of the things that I'm excited about is having a new property to hunt.
Yes.
Trying to learn a new property.
It is going to be a very awesome adventure, especially for the podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to take you through every nook and cranny of starting to learn the property, never even set foot on it, really. You've walked around the house, that's it. You haven't actually been in the woods.
Just very little.
Yeah, just a four-wheeler trail. And that's not even, it's gravel. So,
yeah.
So, Jimmy's going to go through and I'm going to help him when I can and build this property to be the best it can be as far as deer hunting, learning where the deer are. And we're going to take you guys along for the ride. It should be pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to study. I've already been looking at overhead aerial images and figuring out where I can see, you know, natural pinch points at. And
I didn't realize how many ponds were there.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few, which should help me figure out where the deer are going, because it's going to pinch them down in certain areas.
Well, yeah, you know where you put your cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know exactly where to put them.
Exactly. And I'm excited, too, about being able to supplementally feed the deer outside of deer season.
Oh, that's right. You never been able to do that
before. No. Uh-uh. Yeah. And I'm excited to try some Rackology, a guy we met at ATA.
Ooh, now we can do a whole thing. See, I wanted to do that on the lease, but it's kind of, it sucks doing shit by yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that, and you're providing something else for, or you're providing bigger deer for somebody else.
For somebody else, right. So,
whether you're your buddy or not, you know, they're hunting right next to you.
We can pick two or three, put them right next together.
Yeah, exactly.
Right next together.
Right next together.
That's what I said.
Right next to each other.
To each other.
There you go. Yeah, the Rackology guy we talked to, spoke with, good dude. He was a biologist. He's a high school biology teacher. His major was, he did his thesis on
deer biology,
the skeletal anatomy,
yes,
of a white-tailed deer and bone growth and density. So he studied. He knows what to give them. He actually puts supplements in his stuff that the deer take that helps them accelerate bone growth. It's kind of like human. You can take so much of turmeric.
Yeah.
Your body can't absorb it as well unless it has black pepper in it. If you put like 5% black pepper, the receptors in the human body, it's able to use those nutrients and fight the inflammation in your body. So you can take 200 right. milligrams of turmeric and get 100 milligrams worth that your body can absorb, and you excrete the rest through urine or stool.
Right.
But if they put a little bit of black pepper in there, then your body takes in 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
Well, he's figured that out on the white-tailed deer, that if he puts in certain amount of a supplement, it allows the deer to fully utilize.
It's HGH for deer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Get them big squared heads and everything.
He said that the bone density is a lot higher, that you don't have as many broken tines and stuff. So I'm excited to put it to the test.
And the thing is, too, it's not like you just put it out on your property and all of a sudden all the deer that's there are going to, you know, all of a sudden just be more healthy and grow bigger antlers. You know, only so many of your deer are going to come past that pile of food.
Right.
And so, and even if you put it everywhere, you're still not.
Yeah.
They're still not going to eat that much.
And I'm going to use his fertilizer as well, because his fertilizer has some of the same stuff in it. And mm-hmm. he said they've done some tests and studies to where the plants will actually take this material up into them.
Really?
And the deer will get it through the plant.
Now that's neat.
As well.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to, number one, plant his product, fertilize, and use his supplement as well.
To try it out.
To try it out and see.
Yeah.
He made a believer out of me at the ATA.
He did.
He knew his stuff. He wasn't a bullshitter.
Yeah.
Where's this gentleman out of? I mean, is he Midwest?
Nebraska? So,
is it Nebraska? I thought it was like Ohio or Michigan.
I think it's Nebraska or Oklahoma.
Okay. So he's a Midwest guy. He understands, you know, what this ground's like.
Yeah.
He's not saying, okay, well, I'm a Montana guy. I know what works in Montana, but, you know, maybe it'll work in Illinois.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, Indiana.
Right,
now.
Yeah. So I'm super pumped to be able to try that stuff and yes, I'm a hunter. Yes, I want to kill mature animals, but I want to help every deer on the property.
Right.
I want a healthy herd.
Exactly. And draw more deer in.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
That's my plan. Meh. It may take me a couple years.
Oh, yeah. It will.
To get there.
Yeah. But especially when you're moving.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have a big to-do list and get stuff settled. And
well, but that property over there is established. I mean, it's got agricultural around it. It's got your food plot sitting on it. It just says clover.
It's clover. It's only a quarter of an acre. Yeah. I need to do some more clearing.
But what I'm saying is that food is already established there. Those deer know that there's
something to eat.
So it's not as if you're, you know, cutting out a block of timber and you're making a food plot.
Right.
They know
where
that stuff is already. You're just putting it on top of it or you know, taking it out.
No, his plan's actually do another one.
I want to put in a bigger one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a lot of sweat equity.
Yeah. No shit.
It's very, very thick.
Yeah. The whole, besides where that one little spot is the rest of it's all hardwoods. So.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting.
I know a guy who's pretty good with a chainsaw.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I give you his number.
So do we, don't we, Tyler?
Must be an inside joke.
I got my leg cut off today.
What are you talking about? Me?
Yeah, you.
I didn't even come close to you.
I'm just swinging it around like it's your dick.
I didn't even come close to him.
Always going against the grain.
I'm still out in the freaking dark.
So I had these, we were cleaning out the shed, and I had these great big piece, long, like 30-foot pieces of 2x4s that were banded together that I had something shipped to me on, and we were going to burn it. And they said, let's cut it up with the chainsaw. Tyler said that, maybe you're just. I'm like, okay, so I grab it, and I used it.
I said cut it up with a handsaw. It would have been a lot easier. Yeah. But
why didn't you just throw it over the middle of the fire, burn it in the middle, and then you could fold it
because
right
it was like 30-foot long.
And it weighed about 300-400 pounds.
Yeah.
You've been eating your Wheaties?
And it was the end of the day.
And we were tired, and I had a chainsaw.
Jimmy was tired.
Why not just use a chainsaw?
And I ran it safely and fine. I don't know why they're freaking out.
Yeah, one-handed's always safe.
Yeah.
Especially with a beer in the other.
Yeah, beer in the other, eyes closed, pants were
halfway
down
to his ankles.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
So you've never ran a chainsaw one-handed up above your head cutting something?
No.
You're kidding.
Dad never let me hardly use chainsaws. I was clearing the brush.
No, that's a dang true statement right there. We were always the pack rats.
Vagina boy over here doesn't have chainsaw experience.
I do because I ran grandpa's.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I got quite a bit. I still don't like going overhead because I kind of messed up. I almost cut my leg off with a farm boss.
You just said you were going overhead, and then you talked about cutting your leg off.
Yeah, that's
an oxymoron.
I know, but that's what happened. My arm got tired, and I went to lay the chainsaw down.
That's why they have a brake on them.
I was going to put it. Yeah, I was just cutting. I didn't put the brake on. So I went and laid it down my leg, and I just kind of laid it back a little bit too far. And luckily, I'd let off the throttle completely, and it quit moving on my leg. It cut my leg a little bit. But
I've had pairs of jeans before where I've hit the skull can in my pocket with the chain.
Yeah.
And you talk about a come-to-Jesus moment.
Like, jeez. Oh, I went out and bought a pair of chaps after that one.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Because, you know, with my work, I have to wear all kinds of PPE, you know, with chaps, hat, face shield, glasses, everything.
Did he say he's down with OPP?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah,
PPP.
Down wearing my PPP.
What does OPP stand for anyway?
I don't know.
Sorry. But anyway, even whenever I do stuff at home, or whenever I'm not on the job site, I still feel like if I don't have it, I'm naked.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have no problem wearing headgear, glasses, chaps.
Gloves.
Oh, yeah. You know me in gloves. I love gloves. Yeah.
He does love gloves.
I got
gloves.
Pretty nails, man.
I think after a certain amount of time, that just becomes a habit. You know, you're so used to doing something at your job. Like, I'll go to Walmart, for example, and, you know, the last bigger need assistance in, you know, the...
I'm going to track you
over the...
I got too many jokes.
Over at the sporting goods or something like that. When I hear, you know, need assistance on the radio, it's like, oh, yeah, let's run, you know, because...
Tyler's already grabbing his shoulder, getting ready to relay. Shout's on the way.
No, you stay off the radio. When they call for assistance, you stay off the radio. You just get your butt to where the problem is, so...
So when you hear him call for assistance in a Walmart, that triggers you to be like, oh.
I'm in Walmart. I don't need to run anymore.
For the listeners, Tyler is a prison guard at the federal penitentiary. So he's wired to respond to assistance, I guess.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
It's just awesome. One of those things.
So I never considered that.
Well, I'm sure you have, you know, certain things. You know, you're used to doing it at work all the time, and then you get home and you forget to turn them off. And
I have almost answered the phone when we used to have a regular home phone. You answer the phone, especially during spring and the planting and harvest season. You're the phone's ringing off the wall all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And you get home and the phone rings, and you pick it up and you go, thank you for calling. Hello.
What's up?
I've said, go ahead over on the phone. Because like 12 hours of my day, you know, 9 days in a row, we answered radio with over or copy or out.
Yeah.
So there's been plenty of times somebody goes, Justin, yeah, go ahead over. You ready to do this? Yeah, copy. Let's do this. Yeah, it's annoying as shit,
though. I told the secretary at work one time years ago that I loved her as I was getting on the phone with her.
I love you.
Yeah, I'm driving down the road talking to her on the cell phone, and she's like, yeah, yeah. And you know how you are with your wife when you're about to get off. You're like it's done like, listening.
Yeah.
You're like, yep, okay, love you, bye. And then I called her back and said, did I just tell you I loved you? She was dying laughing. You did. I said, I'm sorry.
That's great. Yeah.
That was completely an accident.
I tell you I love you all the time.
I know. He does. Yeah. And you know what the best is? I finally dawned on me last night. This is the greatest. We use this app called Marco Polo, which is a video walkie-talkie app. And when Justin's drunk and Marco Polo, and you never know what's coming next. I freaking love it.
Sometimes you don't have to be drunk.
No. Sometimes just really early in the morning.
But it's so funny. Because he was drinking last night, and as he was getting more and more ripped, the Marco Polos were getting better and better and better.
Well, my problem is especially if I'm at work and I'm at the hotel by myself, I need to just start wearing clothes.
I agree. Anytime that I've got a Marco Polo from you.
I'm naked.
Yes.
Not all the way. I usually got my underwear on, but that's about as far as it goes.
Well, one night, was it Bo that started it or you?
I started it.
He's filming himself like in the mirror. Or the mirror's behind him. Yeah, he's doing it.
I got the camera right in front of me, so you can tell there's a mirror behind me, but you can't see me in the mirror because my I'm blocking myself. And so what I do is I'd be just butt ass naked, just sitting there talking, and then I just kind of just move the phone over just a little
bit. Where you'd see his whole backside, ass cheeks, and everything. And then Bo does it.
Oh yeah.
So then pretty soon Bo cracks a Marco Polo and he's in the bathroom grinning real big, and you know what's coming. So I decided to one up them both, and I did the tuck.
Oh yeah, he tucked on us.
Yeah, sent him full frontal tuck.
Yeah,
yeah. You know where you tuck it back between your
legs? I know what it tuck.
You have to bend over forward. Right. Yeah, yeah.
What was that? You were talking about a gay duo earlier.
Yeah,
I told you we're gay on days.
Get ready. At least he doesn't drop trowel when he does that. I mean, he puts the booty, he splits
so
the butt cheeks, and completely embraces the microphone.
As Bo would say, he puts his booty hole right up to
Yeah, he says booty hole. I'd love to be right all up in that booty hole.
I want to lick that booty hole.
Doesn't he? Every time. And every time he cuts in Marco Polo, he's like, what's up, gays?
Gay boys.
What's up, gay boys? You fuckers are making fun of me again. Why are you guys always making fun of me, you pieces of shit?
So Bo, our good friend Bo, every time he Marco Polos, he's driving, eating in a restaurant, or he's in bed.
I've seen the ones where he's sitting on the crapper.
Oh, yeah, the crapper. Yeah.
He's in bed
more than on the crapper, though.
Yeah.
And so Justin and I tease him relentlessly about he wants to go on a turkey hunt with all of us. And we're like, well, do we need to start a GoFundMe to buy a motorized cart with ATV wheels so you can sit your fat, lazy ass and we don't have to push you anywhere?
Chalk up $15,000 there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We like teasing Bo.
I wish we could rent one.
He's a good sport.
I wish we could rent one. Oh, that'd be so awesome. Wake up the next morning. Funny. Here you go, Bo. Bad part is he'd probably get it and ride it around.
Oh, he would.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I'll kiss you on the booty hole.
Oh, I can't wait for Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, was I supposed to mention that?
Jimmy already did earlier.
I thought you did. I don't know.
Just leave your mouth shut. You're horrible at this.
I'm drinking. I know. I suck at this.
Oh, that's funny.
This is so awful.
So there's supposedly a possibility that there'll be a famous hunter in camp that week.
Possibly.
It's possible. This is all preliminary, just discussions with this new potential partner sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to send us on this hunt, and there potentially be this famous guy that everybody knows in camp. And Justin and I are going to, once it's for sure, hey, we're going, we're going to reach out to this guy and say, hey, do you want to do a podcast with us from hunting camp?
Yeah. That night or one of the nights or something like that.
Yeah. And since that guy doesn't listen to the Wobbly Arrow, can I go ahead and tell him about the prank that we want to do?
Oh, I would.
Okay.
For sure.
So this person that we're going to share the hunting camp with. Where are you going, Kryler?
Give me a drink.
Oh, okay. Help yourself. He's a practical joker.
Rumors.
Rumors are. He's a practical joker.
Yes.
So Justin and I decided that it would be really funny if we purchased a sexual device.
Yes. A black one.
A black sexual device, roughly 10 to 12 inches in length.
The black has nothing to do with race, rather than he won't know what it is until he gets his face right up against it.
And we're going to hide this sexual device in his hunting bag.
Yes.
So when he's in the tree stand the next day with his cameraman and goes to dig in his bag to get something out,
the first thing he's going to grab
is the black sexual device.
Yes.
That may have a Wobbly Arrow podcast sticker on it.
Probably
so,
will.
So I know it's two different things, but this reminds me, whenever you guys had T-Bone on, whenever he was talking about his most memorable hunt.
Pooping in the bag?
Crapping in the bag. And then he didn't take the bag out of his backpack and it stayed in there.
Yes. Yeah. So our whole goal on this is to pay it forward. We're hoping that this black sexual device with the Wobbly Arrow sticker on it will be passed around.
Like a family brooch, right?
Yeah, exactly. We need to get this thing passed around from whomever to whomever. I don't to see how far it gets. Maybe we need to put a tracker device in it.
We may not want to know where that thing goes.
So are there any hints on who this famous gentleman might be?
No hints. Not yet. I'll tell you off the air.
From what I understand, you know, you're talking about the gay boys at the beginning. I heard rumors of RuPaul.
No.
Don't lie to our listeners.
Oh, we wouldn't, because that'd make a great show.
You guys would be all up on that, wouldn't you?
I would. What did I tell Mandy last night? That if she was the booty... Oh, I'd tell him the same, RuPaul, the same thing. I told Mandy, Justin's wife, last night. He was talking about her being the booty in some trade deal. I said, Mandy, if you're the booty, I'll be hitting it like Babe Ruth at a T-ball convention.
Calling my shot, going deep.
That's right. So let's talk about Tyler's new bow.
Mm.
Tyler got himself a new shooter. And Dustin's leaving.
I am leaving. Oh, I got fish to catch.
That's code for he's a gay male gigolo and he's got a client he has to go meet.
I have to shave first.
My booty hole. Here's the thing. He ain't catching
booty hole. All he's doing is throwing line out there and going checking it later. That ain't fishing.
Well, he for sure ain't pitching.
No.
I'm not doing anything illegal.
Oh, shit.
Now, anyway, hey, you guys have a great night. It's good to see you again. Enjoy the podcast. Everybody take care now.
Peace out. Bye-bye then.
Peace out, Cub Scout. Okay, so now that the one half of the ambiguously gay duo is leaving.
Gone.
That's right. And everybody who's comes to the ASA state qualifier in June at Osage, be sure and say hello to Dustin, one half of the ambiguously gay duo, because he'll be here. He'll be here helping me.
Yes.
Tyler, you got a new bow, and I'm not busting your nuts. Tell the people about it. Because you were anti this company. Tyler.
For like 20 years.
Tyler had 20 years of hate built up.
Yes.
What happened?
Well.
Tell us.
I went to the ATA show, and I sang karaoke one night.
I missed it.
And I tore the house down, that's for sure.
The boy can sing karaoke.
And I really wish that old Jay Hill was there, because we could have sang a duet.
He was saving horses, riding cowboys. Shots, boys.
He had the whole crowd going nuts.
But anyways.
I got the Marco Polo out.
I went the next day. I had to sleep in because I had a few too many that night. And slept in. Me and Drew got up. Went and got something to eat. And then we went back down to the show floor. And we was walking. And just happened to be walking by the Matthews booth. And I've shot the Matthews bows over the years.
Never owned one.
You know, they made some good bows. Pretty well every company out there does make good bows. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to shoot them because I'm here. And I've shot everything else, so I'm going to shoot these. And I never should have shot those. So, needless to say, bought me a new Tri-X, and it's sweet. Like I told you when I was over the show, I said, Jimmy, you got to go to that Matthews booth, and you got to shoot that Matthews Tri-X. It'll blow you away. And so,
he wasn't lying.
No. That bow, we've talked about it before.
Yeah. That bow is like, well, don't get me wrong, it's a 28-inch axle-axle bow, but with them cross-centric cams on it.
It's about 33 inches.
It seems like it's a 32, 33-inch bow. It shoots no different than, I mean, I've owned 32, 33-inch bows, but it shoots no different other than it's, like, vibration-free. There's the way they designed that riser this year with that harmonic dampener down there kind of at the bottom of the riser just in front of it. It completely, you can feel it barely. But, you know, you pick up a bow from any other manufacturer, and then you pick up this bow. And, I mean, like I showed you, you pick that old, you know, let's just say an old PSC, you know, Nova or something like that. You know, you tap the riser, you're going to feel some vibration in the bow. You do that with that Matthews Tri-X, and you feel nothing. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
It's absorbing 100%. Yeah. It's crazy. So, it is.
But, I mean, it shoots like a dream, shooting a 432 grain arrow, it's 70 pounds, 29 inch draw, and it's still cooking at like what, 307 or 308 or something like that.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's moving. Nuts.
Yeah, so. It's really nice. And on top of that, so Spencer was here last weekend at the Osage shoot, and Spencer switched to Matthews. He's shooting TRX 38. And Dustin and I, he invited both of us to shoot the bow. I would love to have a TRX 38 now. It's sweet.
You're not tied down anymore.
It is sweet. Yeah, but I can't afford a TRX 38. $1,800? Jesus. Yeah. So, yeah. Tyler's got the Tri-X.
Yeah. Switched over.
Have you shot it yet, Justin?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I absolutely. Yeah, I want one.
Heck,
I
did too. The last couple, what, a month ago when I come over, brought over, and
yeah. Well, that's the thing, because I got my obsession. I got the Hemorrhage, and it's when we shot it, when it first came out and we shot it, we're like, oh my God, this is awesome. But I don't know. It's just another level. Like, it's a whole nother category of bow. It really is stupid.
And no, I'm laughing because the fanboys who hate Matthews, who swing from the nuts of other bow companies.
I look at Matthews and Hoyt like Ford and Chevy.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the way I look at it. I think it's the most retarded thing in the world that you are that big of a fanboy that you shun every other
bow. Then you got Dodge as a bow tech.
Yeah, especially when, and I'm not putting down Matthews, but they've been kind of behind the curve for a while until now.
Yeah, they got stale.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They like led the pack for a while, and then they got kind of stale for a while.
Yep.
And they figured something out, it's funny, the fanboys right now are listening, Matthews sucks. Why are those guys talking about Matthews?
Well, but you got companies that do that. I mean, look at... And I know everybody's going to be like, well, Levi went here, and then Levi went there. I mean, you know, when Elite came out with their Energy Series bows, those bows were sweet. They were super freaking, I bought one, whatever. But it was, you know, those bows, they were just super easy to draw. You could hold them forever. And go ahead.
Look for the pattern in Tyler.
Yeah. You're talking fanboys, gay boys, whatever.
And I've always said Tyler is the poor man's Levi Morgan, because he looks kind of like him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tyler's very handsome.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're very handsome.
I'd splooge all in that beard. I'm telling you.
I'd lick that old booty hole.
Get all up in
them cheeks. I've always teased Tyler that he's the poor man's Levi Morgan, and then so Levi goes to Elite, Tyler goes to Elite. Levi goes back to Matthews.
Levi went to Elite in what, like 13 or 14?
Yeah,
14, okay. I think. Right. I didn't buy mine.
Well, listen, Tyler's also cheap ass too. Yeah. So it took him 2 years of watching him shoot the bow, drooling in front of the TV before he bought one.
Cock in hand, Levi. No,
that's not how it works.
Oh, come on, Tyler.
No,
come on, Carla.
Keep on prodding, Jimmy.
I'm trying. You know how many times I've tried to get Tyler to react?
You can't.
You can't. No.
Not unless he's singing Bohemian Rhapsody and
need assistance falls, at Nice Archery.
Falls
need
back,
assistance
falls
at Nice Archery.
Into a 50 degree leg. Then you get a damn good reaction out of it.
We had fun that day.
Yes, we did.
We had fun.
That was one of my more memorable trips.
Well, sure. You guys made memories. You'll never, ever forget that.
Never forget
that. I mean, I could have easily come up out of water and been like, son of a... I'm pissed off.
No, you couldn't have been mad. But you were... you had hypothermia. You didn't have no expression besides
it
scared.
I'm just glad it was 70 degrees that day.
I know. Yeah.
But no, as soon as I come up, oh my God, it's so cold.
If it would have been if it would have been sunny that day, we would end up leaving.
Oh, that's yeah, I would have been like, get in the kayak, let's go.
Yeah. If the sun wasn't just shining right down on him as soon as he got out of the lake and dried him off, he'd have been done. Completely done. I'd have been done too. I'm not
I did it at the right spot though, because that was a crappie hole. So
oh, was it?
Yeah, I started catching fish, and I had a dry wick t-shirt on and dry wick and pants.
You
caught
like
good.
14, 15
do they
crappie.
Do they make dry wick and underwear? Oh, you got them on.
Oh, he's got them on.
I'll be damned.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking flying a high kite. His boxers probably cost more than my whole freaking pair of boots.
I got them on sale.
They can't be that.
I bought them on sale.
They can't be that Mr. Moisture War Wickening.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you get certain perks and whatnot. I say I work in law enforcement. Some people say, oh, you're a cop. No, law enforcement has, it's more than just being a cop.
It's a big umbrella. It's
got levels. But, there's perks to, certain websites and stuff you can go to. It just helps out. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well, no, I wouldn't pay full retail price for the drawers I'm wearing.
If you heard his farts today, you'd know that they weren't wickening any moisture.
If you felt them, yeah, you definitely didn't.
His aren't as bad as Dustin's.
Probably not.
Dustin's?
No, I've never just sat around listening to Dustin's butt.
You haven't spent much time around him because that boy shits all the time, farts. And it sounds like he's pooping himself. Literally, every time you're like, okay, diarrhea has to be running down the back of your legs. Has to be.
I don't know where he gets it from.
Has he been like that his whole life?
Pretty much.
I mean, you seriously are looking at him like waiting to see the poop come through his pants or shorts because you're like, okay, you just literally just had yourself. Diarrhea.
Yeah, there it is. It's coming.
That's going to itch when it dries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they last like 12 seconds.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
Where is that? That don't make no sense.
It's at all. Something wrong with him.
He's got like loose. His booty holes loose.
His booty hole.
That booty.
Gallop in between them cheeks.
Split them cheeks. Show that rear burger. Which grossed my wife out completely.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Man, he's like, what are you on Marco Polo so long? I was like, listen, we get on Marco Polo all the time. We go back and forth. I put headphones in. And she's like, why do you put headphones in? I'm like, and I let her listen to a couple one time. And she's like, I get it now. Yeah, you can't listen to them.
And what's funny is when we have the three-way Marco Polo going, you can get about 72 messages behind in about an hour.
Oh, yeah. If you don't stay on top of it, you're screwed.
So since I've been like super stressed the past month because of the move. I'm always waiting for phone calls or texts or emails. Do I need to do anything? What's going on? Do you need this? Do you need that? Whatever. Friday, I'm mowing the front yard and you and Bo go at it. And my phone's like vibrating like crazy to the point where I almost shut my phone off.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is killing
me. There. Yeah.
This is killing me because I can't keep stopping and looking.
Yeah.
Is this a realtor?
All right.
Or is this the two jackoffs?
Yeah.
It was the two jackoffs.
Yeah. I've been at work and my phone just got, I just every 5 seconds, meh, 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 bing, 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 meh. And yeah.
It's me and Bo.
It's you and Bo.
Talking about booty holes.
Yep. Me and Tyler like to send messages back and forth. But they're usually about 5 minutes apiece.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty long. We draw it out.
On purpose?
We got stuff to talk about. We just got to get it all out.
Yeah. Especially about if it's anything about turkeys. We'll talk about turkeys for like 3 minutes, and then we'll just sit there and stare at the phone for another two.
And then
not say anything.
Yeah.
That's boring.
I know.
And then fishing stuff.
That's why it's funny. Yeah.
So where are we going next spring now that I'll be freed up to do some killing? I mean hunting.
Texas.
Tejas.
South Texas.
Is that where it is?
Yep. Somewhere in South Texas.
Is Tyler in on this? I mean, you've agreed that you guys are going to Texas?
I've been in forever.
Well, I know. I'm hoarding in on your guys' stuff.
What happened was, is we were talking about going to Kentucky because at first it started Florida, and then we got kind of realizing, well, Tyler's never even killed an Eastern yet.
So. Well, here's how it really started. It was, you know, I wanted to get into turkey hunting and, you know, just be something to do in the springtime. I mean, yeah, I'll go find, you know, morel mushrooms or go fishing or something like that, but I want to get into turkey hunting. You know, I've always kind of been fascinated with turkeys, and I just never have really got the opportunity. You know, I didn't have a mentor or anything like that. And Dad taught me to deer hunt, you know, deer fill up freezer, no big deal. But I got thinking about it, and I got some buddies over at work who do it, and I was just like doing a bunch of watching YouTube and all that good stuff. And I text Justin. I said, "Hey, you know, I want to go turkey hunting, but have you ever thought about doing a Grand Slam?" He sent back a message. He's like, "Well, fuck yeah!" and it's just kind of blew up since then. You know, trying to, you know, figure stuff out and talk about doing this or doing that. Just getting something done.
And we talked about doing Osceola, but if you go with a guide, you're looking at a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And that's for one bird. And so, and then we talked about, then there was a short period there where we were thinking, well, let's go to Kentucky. You can get two birds. You know, you can actually go for pretty cheap considering what you get with it. Like the one, I think it was like $1,500, but they had like live bands and a full bar, and it was like going to a resort, and then you get to go turkey hunting on top of that and kill two birds. So that was pretty cool. And then I got to talking to a buddy on Facebook. He's actually my son's baseball coach, Wyatt's baseball coach. He goes to Texas almost every year, and you can kill.
Is it T-Rex?
No.
Okay.
No. And he said you can kill three Rios with one tag in Texas.
Wow.
And you can do it for rather cheap if you can just find, because a lot of times they'll just let you rent a house on a bunch of property, and you just stay at the house.
So you don't have a guide.
You get a run of the property, yeah.
And I'm going to ask a serious question, and you can make fun of me if you want. How are the rattlesnakes in that area?
I don't know.
At that time of year.
I'm sure they're not. It's Texas, so it's probably not.
I mean, there's plenty of them down there. Don't get me wrong.
I'm
but
sure there's plenty.
I'm sure in the heat of the day that you ain't going to find them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've never been down there, but, you know, talking to.
That's another research thing we just have to get into.
Yeah.
Talking to friends and talking to Dad. He was in the Air Force and he went through Lackland down there in southern Texas. And, you know, you didn't find a rattlesnake unless you jumped in a hole or, you know.
Okay.
In shade or something in the middle of the day and whatnot, which I don't know what the hunting hours and stuff are down there, but I mean, I'm sure we'll look at it.
Because I'm scared of black snakes.
Right.
I've always been deathly afraid of snakes, and I can't imagine coming face to face with a
rattler.
Well,
you'd have me and Crowler right next to you. So if we see one, we're shooting it. And we're talking about, and you can kill three. So you can actually kill four, but one's got to be an Eastern. And if you go far enough south, you're not going to see any Easterns. So, you know, that's just
gun or bow?
Both.
Yeah, I'd like to get, you know,
we plan on doing both. We'll reap one.
I mean, like, if we go down there and the first day we're smoking turkeys with gun and whatnot, you know, I might just carry the bow the rest of the time.
And from what he's saying, and I'm gonna try to get on the exact same deal he got on, the same house, same property, everything is that's the main focus right now. Is I'm going to try to, you know, not pound him about it, but just kind of, you know, keep in there. Maybe he can actually get us a good deal on going down there and having that for 3 or 4 days. And apparently the Rios, it's almost like cheating.
It sounds like there's a boatload of them down there.
There's a boatload of them, and they gobble constantly.
Yeah.
So
a lot of competition.
Never stops. He said they will gobble all day long.
Wow.
Over and over and over and over and over. So you always know where they are, and you can always sneak up on them. So, and with it might not be true. Some people might have a different experience. That's just what I've been told. That's what he said. So it might be a pretty awesome trip.
I'm just looking forward to a road trip.
And then I talked to Joe, which is also somebody from Big Time, somebody we might get on the podcast hopefully sooner than later.
Yep.
And he also said usually what comes with the tag is you can shoot bobcats, hogs, all javelina.
Oh,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Heck, I'd be all about shooting a rattlesnake and putting it over fire, man.
Yeah. Put it on a stick.
I'd try it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I'd try it.
But I mean, that'd be cool to go down there with like five or six of the biggest coolers we could find. just bring back a bunch of meat.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Maybe
we could smoke some hogs.
Maybe a bobcat to mount or something.
Smoke some hogs.
Smoke some hogs.
And down there, they have javelinas. They got party bobcats down there compared to what we got up here.
And there's, what's that other big, goofy looking animal with big antlers on it? It's actually considered almost like a varmint in Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. T-Bone was telling us about that.
Nail guy.
Yeah. Nail guy. Yeah.
Nail guy.
Yeah, I think that's kind of one thing.
Didn't he say it was really good eating, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So Texas is kind of like a buy a tag and shoot it all kind of place.
Cool. How's the non-resident hunting license?
I don't think it's that bad.
I haven't looked, but... I mean, I know a lot of people go hunting down there. They say
100 some bucks.
Oh, wow.
So once you go to Texas, you won't want to hunt anywhere else. So yeah. I'm assuming it's a pretty good spot.
That's what I've heard from everybody I've talked to that went down there. Even Joe went down there. Just all he did was go down there to do whatever for big time. And he ended up setting up. He killed like a 350-pound hog or some stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's on his Facebook. It's huge. But
I wonder what wild hog tastes like compared to domestic. Does it?
Yes, that's why they don't eat them.
They don't?
Nope.
Not even like sausage or anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, most of them. I think they might eat some javelina and they might eat some of the smaller pigs, but pretty much what they say about wild hogs is it's just dog shit meat.
Those javelina, though, they eat a lot of grain, a lot of berries and stuff like that, don't they?
The bad part about hogs is they're like catfish of the, you know, on the ground. They all
root around,
anything.
Just eat junk.
Anything, dead animals, all kinds of shit. Yeah. That's why, you know, not trying to get on a religion kind of based anything, but, you know, some religions don't allow you to eat pigs. And that's pretty much why. Because, I mean, they eat people. Pigs will. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've heard of people disposing dead bodies and pigs eat them.
I had a, I think it was my grandpa told me that he got a cut in a hog pen one time and it was just about hell getting out of there.
Tyler's future father-in-law got hooked by a hog once, didn't he? Cut his leg real bad?
I couldn't tell you.
I think he did.
He's had a lot of stuff go on, so I'm sure. He probably did.
Our main focus is turkeys. We're going on there to kill them big white-tipped turkeys.
White-tipped turkeys?
Buff-tipped.
One of these days.
The Merriams are white. The Rios, as long as you don't get like a mixture with something else, are... like off-white.
South Texas, you're going to have pure Rios. I mean, yeah. We go eventually and do a Merriam. We're probably either going to go, you know, Colorado, Montana, South Dakota, somewhere like that. But you can go up in like the north, very far northwest part of Nebraska and get them. But
yeah. We got a 5-year plan on a oscillated.
Oscillated or Goulds?
I think we can get the Goulds for then.
I know we can get the Goulds for then. But,
yeah, but you know, five-year plan's oscillated.
Shoot, the oscillated is going to be like a 25-year plan.
I wish the people could see right now, because as they're talking about their 5-year plans and these turkey species, subspecies, they're looking at each other in the eyes like star-crossed lovers. Their eyes are like smiling at each other like, Goulds, 5 years Osceola. Great.
Oscillated.
You guys are... oscillated.
Oscillated. Osceola's in Florida.
What I'm trying to share is the passion you guys share for getting a turkey slam.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to do it.
And I haven't even shot a turkey.
Have you seen an oscillated turkey?
Yeah, I've seen an oscillated turkey.
Looks freaking like beautiful.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah,
I want to get down there to get an oscillated before you no longer can get them, because there's only a, you know, a couple few hundred square miles that they're in. I mean, they're in the Campeche State and Mexico, down on the Yucatan Peninsula. They're very northern part of Belize and Guatemala. That's all there is.
I guarantee they got some in Texas.
You go to a zoo or go to a freaking, yeah, but yeah. NWTF ain't going to count that.
Yeah, everything in Texas. You kill zebras in Texas.
But I'm worried that, A, they're either going to get too expensive to go and hunt, or B, the Mexican government's going to shut it down, you know, because they're going to become an endangered species. And I mean, they're a jungle bird.
Once we put that wall up, we might not be able to get over it.
Yeah. Well, we can get on a boat in the Gulf and just kind of row down there.
Go around. Yeah.
Just take kayaks down there. It might take a few months, but we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Do kayaks. I ain't going to try to tip one of those over in the Gulf.
No.
Be out there fishing. I got that hammerhead.
Oh, have you seen those videos? People catching big hammerhead sharks, and they'll catch... the Goliath groupers.
Oh man, those
they'll pull them around for hours before they get them up next to a kayak, and then they just pull it up next to the kayak. Yeah, I mean the damn thing can flip you over.
Bigger
no
than a kayak.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah.
And they just crazy. Set them loose.
Yeah. Well, a Goliath grouper, you can't take it out of the water.
Mm-mm.
As of right now in Florida, because that's where most of them are. they had that. Well, since the oil spill and all that stuff that happened, and then they had a big freeze and that killed off fish. That's because they're coastal. They live, you know, around reefs and stuff like that. They don't go out real deep, so they live around a lot of bridges and, you know, reefs and stuff like that. So, yep. So I don't know if that killed any of them off or anything, but that when we went, me and Manny went down, I caught a what could have been pretty close to a state record red snapper. I got a picture of it on my phone, and the guy looked at me and like almost cried, like he was just sighing. He kept saying he was sorry. I'd never caught a red snapper before. Mm-hmm. That was the first one, the only one I've ever caught. And
why was he sorry?
Because I had to turn it back.
Oh,
I couldn't turn it in for a record. Couldn't weigh it. Couldn't nothing. I had to immediately turn it back.
Okay.
And he was really distraught, and I just had no clue what was going on.
I just got a big fish. Yeah, what are you talking about, dude?
I caught a decent sized fish.
And slap hands.
Yeah, slap hands. So it was a pretty sad day after I went to Cabela's and started looking at the record fish in there that they had.
Oh, you figured it out?
Figured it out pretty quick. Yep. It was bad.
Well, that sucks.
It does suck.
The old red snapper.
And it might not have been. He said it was pretty close though.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's too bad, man.
I know. I actually had something worth mounting on the wall.
Yep.
My big red snapper.
That's right. So stay tuned to our adventures as give us, you know.
How long have we been doing the podcast?
55.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, it's up to you guys.
Up to me.
Up to you, Forrest.
Mom always said.
So stay tuned as we bring you the adventures of the move to Wobbly World.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be totally different. I won't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, you will.
With downtime, I mean.
You won't have that much downtime.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I'm excited.
Nah. Not with cutting trails, food plots, stands. You won't have that much time on your hands.
Yeah.
Not this year. Next year will be a different story.
You have too much time on equipment and getting things the way you want them, even though they are already awesome.
But. You got some new toys coming that you're going to want to play with.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm excited to start mowing a yard again. As crazy as that sounds.
It's your dad who's going to have a lot of time on his hands.
That's right. Old Staley's Mowing Service.
Yes. That was so funny. I honestly thought it was you because you had the same shirts on. You both had Nice Archery shirts on. And I'm like, where did Jimmy go? And nobody would answer me. And I'm like, well, I hear the mower out there running. I get out there. But I was probably just halfway across the field. And I saw the Nice Archery shirt on a mower. I'm like, oh, there he is. I walked all the way back out there. And I'm like, fuck. Turn around and come back. You were in the basement or something.
Yeah. The good old basement.
The good old basement.
That's right. So don't forget, check out the Illinois ASA Federation on Facebook. Go to their events. Check out Dale and Kara's page. They do a great job. Find out where the shoot is. Go and introduce yourself. Say hello and do some shooting with them. Don't forget to leave us a review on social media.
Please.
Yeah. Leave us a review. Share us with your friends. Help us grow the Wobbly Arrow. We've got some new partners and sponsors coming up that are going to be pretty stinking cool.
And even if you want to leave a bad review, we take constructive criticism. Unless you're just a dick, and then we'll ignore it and probably delete it.
Yeah.
Not really.
We've had to delete a few dickheads.
Yeah, we have. Not many.
There's haters in every walk of life, though.
I know. Isn't that weird? We're just a little small podcast and nobody listens to it.
Yeah.
Yet.
And you still can get some haters.
Yes, you can.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
That's all right. We can handle it.
We can handle it. Got thick skin.
That's right.
Unless I'm drunk. And you call me Peaches.
Or early in the morning and you call them Peaches.
Yes.
So, we appreciate all you guys. Stay tuned. We got some exciting guests lined up. I know we say that all the time, but I really do.
We've
been talking to some people.
It's simple. You got a lot of stuff going on. I'm helping.
They got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Trying to schedule it all.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the toughest thing, really. trying to mix the schedules up.
Yep. But we'll keep bringing content.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you. We appreciate you. Until next time.
Stay wobbly.
Look at that booty hole.